You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And not stop looking at the Kirk Cousins interception. Oh,
that's an embarrassing penalty.
Have you ever seen it? There's nobody within 25 yards.
There was a penalty on the Bears. They tackled
Flashy
the receiver.
Page of Donnie Lee. Game. Let's go. I've never seen.
There's a reason
for that. I know people fall. I still.
If you've turned on the game, you would have bought us a punt.
I still have never seen. Unbelievable. Even with the Kirk Cousins pass, yes. We know there's a reason for it. Just look at it again, please. I mean, it broke next gen. I mean, it broke it. They didn't even know what to do with it, all right? Even with that, though, the seventh seed in the NFC goes through the Minnesota Vikings. Meanwhile, Bears eliminated from playoff contention. There were the calls. There was that penalty Matt Nagy got for arguing calls. I think they need to go check the refs they hire, not our coach. That's what Robert Quinn said. So he had his coaches back yesterday. J.A. Donde, around the horn to you. Was it the refs or was it the Bears and their season tapping out?
It was the Bears. It was the accumulation of everything. Some of this was residual anger and resentment from the Pittsburgh game when they got that absurd taunting call at a critical juncture. Yeah. So it was all built up. But you're also seeing a team that basically is going nowhere and knows it. And you're seeing players and even the coach putting their individual feelings ahead of the team goals. With Travis Gibson, when the defense is about to get off the field on third down, successful stop. And then he gets a penalty for slapping a Viking in the helmet. And now Minnesota continues its drives. Just individual feelings, terrible. And you're seeing the ineptness of them. They get the ball up that deflected punt at Minnesota's 30. You're wondering, can they even get a touchdown? They couldn't even get a first down. That's how pathetic they were.
Cody Page, do the Bears have beef?
Yeah. No, they don't. Was it the officiating crew that had all those turnovers? Was it the officiating crew that couldn't run the football, couldn't pass the football, couldn't get out of the way of themselves? No, it was all about the Bears. This is a frustrated Bears team. The officials were trying to take control of a game that was in the NFC North because they have a situation, the black and blue division, as you know, they always tend to amp up the toughness. And that's exactly what we saw last night. But the Bears have just gotten worse and worse. They didn't show us anything.
Well, let me ask you a follow-up then, Woody. Should Chicago have full faith, now that they've been eliminated from this year's playoffs, have full faith with Nagy and Fields next year?
No, not at all. I think this franchise has gone backward from Nagy's first year that he was there. Pace has been there since 2015 as a general manager. They've gotten to the playoffs twice while he's been the general manager. It's time for them to make another move, which the Bears do on a regular basis. Well, it's time again.
What's that move? At the head coach position, at the general manager position, I guess?
Both.
All right.
Both.
Bill Plaschke, yes. It's to you now. The Bears have been eliminated. You saw how it was happening last night for them. What do you do now?
There's a key rule change in the NFL this year, Tony. Beginning Monday, you can interview coaches now. Yeah. That date was moved up. The Bears need to have a coaching search beginning on Monday. They need to make a move with Nagy and Pace. Both need to go. You know, in the last 11 years, even the Lions have made the playoffs more than the Bears. The Bears have been and last night, it was a team unhinged, a coach unfocused, 5 personal fouls, 4 drop passes, 3 fumbles, 3 lost fumbles, 4 unnecessary roughness. It was a disaster. And again, they have a chance now to make a move to interview guys before they can get the best coaching candidates out there are available starting next Monday. This team needs to be without a head coach next Monday.
June, I'll bring you in here. The trajectory of this team very much has to be seen through the trajectory of Justin Fields. What have you seen from him maybe the last month or so and last night?
Well, they need to put Justin Fields in a position to succeed right now because there is no vision in Chicago for what they've been doing. Dating back to Mark Trestman, I mean, with Matt Nagy, with Mark Trestman, there's been no vision for the future of this organization. And they haven't put Justin Fields in a position to succeed, given the fact that at the beginning of the season, they started Andy Dalton under the guise of, you know, he has all this experience. But it was very obvious from any outsider perspective that Justin Fields is the future of that team and they need to put him in a position to get reps and to get better. And even on top of all of that, when he has been on the field, they haven't schemed around his skill set. And so they need to find a vision for this team and this organization and what they want to be as they move forward.
You're exactly right, June. No more third and long and have him throw a five-yard pass. Like, how about you get him in position to make some plays and actually move the ball down the field? How about they do that?
Ben Horn will move on. The Cleveland Browns. If they won last night, they would have been the 4 seed. They lost, and now they're the 12 seed. What a gut punch. They were down 19 players. Onto the backup quarterback, Nick Mullins. He had this great play on a fourth down, scrambling touchdown. That was to put them ahead. You thought it was all great. I want to talk about the last possession before Vegas' game-winning kick by Daniel Carlson. Cleveland call on third down, and then they made a rule to punt on fourth down. It's been a week with wild proclamations about analytics failing. This was a fail after not going with what the card said. June, did Cleveland lose because they were undermanned or how they played their last possession? And was it all fair?
I think it's about how the Cleveland Browns haven't had the depth to make up for the injuries this season. I mean, Baker Mayfield has obviously struggled and he wasn't in the game last night because of COVID. But there was, on top of all of that, the guys that have come in haven't performed to the expectation that the Cleveland Browns came into the season with. I mean, coming into this game, they had a 33% chance of making the playoffs. And after this game, it dropped down to 17%. I mean, this is a team that hasn't been able to kind of find the tracks, live up to the expectations, and play up to the just standards that have been set with the Cleveland Browns over the course of the last couple of years.
Standards set by the Cleveland Browns? I don't even know what standard you're talking about there, June. Let me go to Woody Page. Maybe you'll take a bite on the analytics question here. That punt on fourth down there, when you give the ball back to Vegas to beat you, would you have gone for it there, Woody?
Absolutely. I think you have to look at the situation and what you're trying to do to stay in the playoff hunt, and you go decide to punt at that time. That makes no sense whatsoever, particularly when the Raiders have a really special kicker, and I bring Daniel Carlson up because he's the greatest kicker ever to come out of Colorado. He was a 3-time All-American. He was drafted in the fifth round.
Yeah,
the Vikings gave up on him, and the guy could kick all day long. He kicked two at the end, no matter what the timeout was. So forget about the analytics. It was the kicker who was an athlete.
Kickers kicking all day long. I would assume, wouldn't you think, most kickers could kick all day long? I mean, it's Bill Plaschke, can we speak to the specifics here, all right? On the decision,
yes.
The last possession, the third down play and the fourth down play.
Yes, the Browns had the ball and the lead and Nick Chubb with 2 minutes left, and they blew the game. It's not injuries, June, and it's not your Colorado kicker. Gee, Woody, what a surprise. A kicker from Colorado can kick long field goals. What a stunner that is. No, the bottom line is they should have gone for it on fourth down. They should have given the ball to Chubb. Derek Carr has now 28 game-winning drives since he went into the league. That's the most. That's tied for the most since he came to the league in 2014. The guy can bring it. The guy's a great leader. They didn't. Yes, it is.
Derek Carr has the most. Well, I mean, part of it is he's playing a lot of games where he needs to come from behind with. But he almost had the losing interception. The possession.
He's a great leader.
That he tried to give it away.
Give the ball to Nick Chubb. That was a mistake.
And Adonde, how about you?
Tony, undermanned or simply manned, it hadn't mattered throughout most of the game. It seemed like the Cleveland defensive front, despite all the injuries and even losing Myles Garrett for a while, was even more effective than the Raiders. And you get the ball back on that interception, and the failure is to just not ram the ball down their throats with Nick Chubb in the first three plays. I shouldn't have even come down to the fourth down decision. You had a chance to end the game and just get a couple first downs and kill the clock. They could not execute at the most critical part of the game.
Not often do you go from being, wow, we're the 4 seed. They're the 4 seed in the conference, as bad as it's been
now
for them.
Now they're last.
And now they're 12th. And that was just in a minute's time. We're going to move on to today's games because L.A. versus Seattle and Washington versus Philly are in a similar boat to Cleveland last night, undermanned and in huge games, LA could pull into a tie with Arizona, get to the top half of the playoff picture with a win. And Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller coming off the COVID list to play today. Did LA get healthier while Seattle got sicker with this postponement? Kind of feels that way. Bill, what's the number one thing that will decide this game?
Well, the number one thing tonight in LA, so the Lakers are playing the Suns, the Rams are playing the Seahawks. Guess which game I'm going to, Tony? I'm going to the Lakers. I'm going to LeBron against the Suns.
That's not so. That's not getting your points in this discussion. I appreciate that you're doing your job.
To tell you asked what the most important thing is in town tonight. The Rams are going to win this game, and because Jalen Ramsey is back, Von Miller is back. They're on a two-game win streak. They will tie Arizona for the first place in the conference. This is a big game for the Rams. We'll see if the Seahawks can win. They've won two in a row.
Just lead with that, Bill. You don't have to undercut the entire. This is a huge game in conference right now for the LA Rams, Woody Page. Do you see the problems Cleveland had last night being so undermanned, manifesting for LA?
Well, the Rams are getting healthier, and I think they'll play harder with Bill not in the stadium than in a basketball game. I'll tell you what's going to make a difference in this game. Aaron Donald. Bill, you didn't mention that. He has been healthy. He has been strong.
He's been just
dynamite the last month or so. I think that's going to be the difference in the game, and Seattle really has given up.
We all know that will decide this game, LA-Seattle?
Well, I'm curious about the effect that's going to have on the next game, because the Rams have a super short week now and have to go two time zones east to Minnesota and play in the early window. What happened when Arizona came off the Monday night game and went east against Detroit? They looked terrible playing in the early game. So I'm curious. I think the Rams win tonight, but will this have an effect on their next game? And could it have a lingering effect like it did with Baltimore when they had to play that game in the middle of the week last season?
I just hope that the Rams take this slight from Bill personally in the same way that Atlanta took the Waffle House slight personally. Like, the Rams are in a really interesting position where Matthew Stafford in the last three games has three touchdowns and zero interceptions. He's been on a roll recently. I'm curious to see whether or not he's able to keep that up. And on top of that, the Rams are going to have to improvise a lot given the COVID stuff that has hit that roster. Sean McVay has always been someone who has planned a lot, has come in with a very strong vision of what he wanted to do, but has been kind of struggled to improvise when he needed to in games. And so I'm curious to see whether or not the Rams are able to kind of adapt and whether or not that will be able to take this team forward into the playoffs.
Lasky, are you trying to get back into this discussion after everything you just said?
It's the last week. It's the last week of Staples Center. It'll be crypto.com in 4 days. I got to go say goodbye to Staples Center. You have to say goodbye to Staples Center.
All of that is allowed and wonderful. I'm happy you're doing your job. But it had nothing to do with what I just asked you about. Oh, my goodness. Now you just blew off Washington Philly, Plasky. What are you doing to us? I mean, that was equally another game that I could have asked you about. You know, Philly, and I want to say it was 11 years ago, was the famed Joe Webb game, right? They played Minnesota. This is not a good memory for the Eagles. And Joe Webb, a wide receiver, played quarterback for Minnesota and beat them. Garrett Gilbert looks to be the starting QB for Washington tonight. Could it happen again?
Eating Garrett Gilbert.
I love that Joe Webb game because I had him in fantasy. Playing wide receiver.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, of all the injuries they sustained Sunday night, the Chris Godwin one, the most serious. Torn ACL, his season is over. Tom Brady on his Let's Go podcast said that hit, going right at the knee, is one that the league should take out of the game. Bill, is the hit on Godwin something that should be made illegal by the NFL?
No, you know, I'm all for player safety, Tony, but I don't think so. I don't know where they're supposed to hit him. They can't hit him high, so if they can't hit him low, they can hit him. The space is so small. The receivers, their legs are their strength. You have to hit him in their legs. I don't know what the answer there is.
Woody Page?
Bill, have you ever gone to a baseball game? I know you just go to Lakers games, but the strike zone is a very small zone. The hit zone in football should be the same way. It should be from above the knee and below the head. That's what we were taught when we were in high school.
Jay Adonde.
Exactly, Woody. And I'm buying what Tom Brady said, that they only allow receivers to get hit on the knees. You don't allow defensive linemen or quarterbacks. I have to sell when he said he'd rather get hit in the head than hit in the knees, though. Wouldn't you rather enjoy the rest of your life than win one more Super Bowl? You already have more than anybody else.
I don't think you have to put any stock into that. No one needs to be rating, oh, this is more serious than the other. Jun Lee, where are you?
He said it.
I'm right there with Brady. I mean, a couple years ago, he lost Rob Gronkowski to TJ Ward hitting Gronk in a pretty similar place, and that affected the Patriots in the playoffs. So I totally understand where he's coming from. I think what has to happen is people need to just have better tackling form when guys are going over the middle. It's one of the most dangerous places on the football field. And I think Brady himself has seen it hurt a lot of guys between Wes Welker, Gronk, and Danny Amendola over the course of his career. So I understand where he's coming from.
Sticking with the Buccaneers, Bruce Arians bringing back Antonio Brown for the spot that Godwin, of course, is not going to be able to fill now. And here's what Arian said earlier in the year. If he screws up one time, he's done. Here's Arian this week.
Well, the history has changed since that statement. I made a decision that this was best for our football team. I could give a what they think. The only thing I care about is this football team and what's
Woody,
best for us.
How do you hear Bruce Arians there?
I think as a philosopher, he's saying that you get a last chance, two chances. And I think that's what he's saying there. But society is going to judge Antonio Brown because that was a felony he committed. He may have completed his suspension period, but there could be more problems ahead for him off the field.
Jay Donovan.
Yeah, but it's not just society, Woody. I mean, he lied to the organization when he said that here's my proof of vaccination when it was falsified. So how about your own personal integrity and standards?
Absolutely.
And especially given how bad the COVID numbers have been getting recently, I think that this is something that could age really, really poorly, especially if breakouts continue to happen in the NFL as they have been. And this is a really important thing for just the trust of a team as they move forward.
And Bill Plaschke.
You guys can't be surprised by this. You guys can't be that naive. The Bucs are not the morality police. They're paid to win football games. Is he vaccinated? I guess the answer is, what I understand is yes. Did he serve his three-game suspension? Yes. Do the Bucs want to try to win a Super Bowl? Yes. He's playing. That's the way it's at sports. Get used to it.
Buy or sell three. Thunder beating the Grizzlies last night. 2 weeks ago, Memphis beat OKC by 73. The largest margin in league history. So this was a 76-point turnaround. And the only thing that kind of really changed in this matchup is Ja Morant came back for the Grizzlies. Here's Morant after the game.
And we beat this team by 73. Come back, you know, and we lose the day I come back against this team. It's frustrating. Running down the court, I heard, you know, some of my fans courtside told me I need to sit back out. So, but like, you know, that just makes it worse. So.
J.A., or Ja, if you will. How do you hear Ja there?
I hear a guy who needs to get off social media immediately. He was very active posting and supporting his teammates on Twitter while he was out. But now that you're back, if they're saying that stuff to you in your face, imagine what you might encounter online.
Yeah, I was going to say, this was by fans in the arena. Jun Lee, how do you hear a star there speaking about frustration?
I mean, I think this is ultimately a good thing for him to go through because he does need to toughen up because he's the star of that team and he's going to hear even worse things if this team is closer to playoff contention. I think this whole situation is ultimately good for the Grizzlies because Jerry Jackson Jr. got an opportunity to shine. He's now top five in the NBA block rate. This is a team that was able to show its depth, and now that they have Ja back in the mix, they can have an even better foundation as they move forward to as they continue to build upon the success of the last couple weeks.
They played 800 basketball without their star. He comes back and they lose to a team they beat by 73. What's happening here?
Yeah, well first off, Ja has said he's going to be off social media, so that he's taking care of your concern there. He won't be ill. That's smart of him.
Stick it to him, Bill.
He has to understand the fans' frustration, and they are, Tony, you're right. They are 10-2 without him, 9-11 with him. The players tend to sit around and stare at him and watch him play. They need to play better team basketball when he's out there. That's
and Woody fun. Page.
As the only panelist here who is familiar with the thinking of Memphis basketball fans, Memphis Tams in the old
days. There you go, Woody Page.
I would have to say that the Memphis Tams would be aware that he's their franchise player and back off. I mean, you expected the Thunder to turn it around after they got beat so badly before. Yes, thank you.
So flashy.
Telling fans to cheer or not.
Got a
leave
couple things
alone.
Into a Donde late.
The Memphis Tams. The Kentucky Colonels.
It's one of the great names. It was the Memphis Pros, right? And the Memphis Tams. Woody, this is Woody history. Know your Woody history.
Sound.
Jay, I want to say goodbye to you, and I know you lost Barkley, one of our Around the Horn family pets here on the show. Barkley had appeared on this show as well, so we're sorry for your loss.
Yeah, great dog and a great athlete. He used to get high up in the air and pluck oranges down from my orange tree. So,
but I would say great
Barkley,
dog,
including the folks who saw
is redundant. And then Barkley was, in fact, a great dog. Flatsky's done as well. Woody Page, Drew Lee, showdown, 2 minutes.
Ooh, chances.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Woody Page, June Lee. It's the season of giving.
Oh, I can't handle it. Oh, sorry. I feel terrible.
Did you knock their beer off?
Yeah, sorry.
You got $20?
I got $20 in my dry stall. I knocked over the guy's beer.
You got what?
So that's Dylan Larkin. Oh.
And that's Zuby of the Red Wings. And this, yes, the spirit of giving. They gave the $20 beer back to the Fed. Woody Page, you said earlier the Fed should have to cover that because it was on the ledge. Defend yourself.
Absolutely. It was still a grand gesture during the holiday season, but instead of a $20 beer, why not a Truly get him a hard seltzer?
Oh, okay. Wink, wink. Yes, that was our show sponsor. That's just ridiculous, Woody. June, do you have anything to say here?
After a year without fans, this is such a great thing to see. It makes my heart feel warm and fun.
Truly does. June Lee, take the FaceTime. Let's go around that horn.
I was sitting in my childhood bedroom today thinking about the fact that being on the show was one of my childhood dreams, and the fact that I was on the show today with three legends that I used to watch growing up. just made me feel incredibly grateful for the opportunity that I've had this year to work on the show. So I just want to give my thanks to Aaron, Josh, Caroline, Tierney, and Jeff, and Eric for giving me the opportunity and sharing this platform throughout the course of this year and making me feel so warm and welcome throughout the course of my time on this show. So thanks to everyone on the show. And obviously, thanks for coming.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what'll make you feel warm and welcome?
Let me buy you a beer.
Woody's Hot Butter Rum. That's what'll make you feel. Woody, get out. That recipe you're telling us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Happy Hour is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.